USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are releasing a 110-page report summarizing their findings from the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In the report, Republicans accuse Democrats of conducting an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. The report is a supplement to the Democrats' report, which members should be receiving shortly, as the hearing is set to begin on Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As far as the mood on Capitol Hill from Republicans, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"Rounds one and two by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff are as rigged as a carnival ring toss."
In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 268 points to finish Monday at 27,783. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan funder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
The Secretary of State discusses Hong Kong protests and sanctions on Iran during a Monday morning speaking engagement. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Secretary Mike Pompeo first calling on China to uphold its treaty when it took over governance of Hong Kong.
Well, you have a people that is desirous of having the Chinese Communist Party live up to the promise that it made back in 1997. It's a ratified treaty. It sits at the United Nations. They talked about having one country with two systems.
China's now imposed sanctions on the U.S. in response to last week's enactment of a law supporting pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Pompeo also telling an audience at the University of Louisville that sanctions the Trump administration has placed on Iran are working. He says all the administration wants is for Iran to act like a typical nation.
On this Cyber Monday, retailers are expecting online sales to be $9.4 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It was revealed that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had an undisclosed meeting with President Trump in October at the White House after a public Oval Office meeting in September. As far as what went on in that meeting, Zuckerberg tells CBS News,
Sure. I mean, we talked about a number of things that were on his mind and some of the topics that you'd read about in the news around our work.
As far as if the president tried to lobby Zuckerberg in any way?
No. I mean, I don't think that that's... I think some of the stuff that people talk about or think gets discussed in these discussions are not really how that works. I also want to respect that it was a private dinner rather than a private discussion.
A Missouri hospital has an uncanny occurrence. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains...
A hospital in Kansas City spent the holiday weekend caring for 12 sets of newborn twins, all of them born premature, and all of them are doing well. The 12 sets of twins are in the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Luke's in Kansas City, Missouri. The hospital believes it's the most twins they've ever had at once. St. Luke's is working to make sure that all of the twins can be home by their original due date, which means some of them will be able to spend their first Christmas at home.
And week 13 of the NFL wraps up on Monday night with the Seattle Seahawks hosting the Minnesota Vikings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.